King's Personal Seal, Year 2, 3rd Month of Inundation, Day 15. Royal Decree to the Sole Companion, Lector Priest, and Chief of Desert Rangers, Harkuf. The matter of your letter has been noted, which you sent to the King at the palace, to the effect that you have returned safely from Iam, together with the army that was with you. You said in this letter of yours that you have brought all sorts of great and beautiful gifts, which Hathor, the mistress of Nubia, has granted to the spirit of my throne name, who lives forever. You said in this letter of yours that you have brought a pygmy of divine dances from the land of the horizon dwellers, like the one that the seal-bearer Barwerjed brought from Punt in the time of King Izazi. And you said the like of him has never been brought back by anyone who did Iam in the past. It is true that you know how to do what your lord loves and praises, and it is true that you spend day and night planning to do what your lord loves and praises and commands. His Majesty will provide many splendid rewards, so as to benefit your son's sons for all time, so the people will say when they hear what my Majesty has done for you, can anything equal what was done for Harkuf when he returned from Iam? Come north to the palace at once. Drop everything. Hurry and bring that pygmy you have brought alive, happy and well for the divine dances, to gladden the heart, to delight the heart of the king who lives forever. When he goes down with you to the boat, get trusty men to stand around him on the gangplank. Don't let him fall in the water. When he goes to bed at night, get trusty men to lie all round him in his hammock. Inspect 10 times a night. My Majesty longs to see this pygmy more than all the treasures of Sinai and Punt. If you arrive at the palace, and that pygmy is with you, alive, happy and well, my Majesty will do greater things for you than was done for the seal-bearer Barwerjed in the time of Izazi, because my Majesty so wishes to see that pygmy. Orders have been given to the chiefs of the new towns and the overseer of priests to furnish supplies from every depot and every temple under their charge. No exception has been made for this.